Okay, we learned yesterday, we're on Samach Tesamar Aleph, the bottom. We learned yesterday that Rabbi Lezer holds that Machshirei Mitzvah, only Docha, where the person is roy to do the mitzvah, but there's something technical that's holding it back, so that technical thing is Docha Shabbos. But if the technical thing that holds back, the person's not roy for the mitzvah, that makes him roy, then even Rabbi Lezer holds Machshirei Mitzvah, not Docha. More now, Sakash on that. Eish the Abaya. Oro Shalom Mol. A person's an Orel, and on Erev Pesach, and he doesn't get a bris milah. So Amish Chorus, Divir Abelezer. Right? So Yemaisa, if he doesn't bring Korban Pesach, he's Chayiv Chorus. Why? He should have gotten a bris milah. Lachara, if what's it called, if not being roy to do the mitzvah means that the mitzvah isn't chal on you, then why is he chayiv koris? The ma'aseh, since he was an orel, he wasn't fit to bring korban pesach. So enochadami, he should be mal himself and bring the korban pesach. But if he wasn't the chora, the mitzvah wasn't chal on him. As long as he's an orel, the mitzvah of korban pesach isn't chal. And if the mitzvah isn't chal, how can he be chayiv koris? V'ha'ochad de'gavra gufei lo chosid. The person, when he's an oral, is not fit for Korban Pesach. Uktani Anish Koris. Alma Rami Chiyuv Oleh. You see, it's not like that. You see that that you look at the whole picture, and since he could have a bris milah, and he could bring Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is on him, even when he's an oral. He has to be misakin himself. Rashi. Eish the Abaya. Oral. Godl Shlomol Erev Pesach. An oral gadol, right? Person's is an adult, and he's an oral, and he wasn't mal himself there of Pesach, and he didn't bring korban Pesach. Onish kores, v'shvil shohayo roi l'sakim yivav shos mizvan v'shvitz haPesach l'mala lo nischem. He could have corrected the situation, had a bris milah, and brought korban Pesach, and since he didn't, l'maisa he's over on not bringing korban Pesach. V'lo domi l'tami v'shoyev v'derech rechoka. Tomei and Derech Rechoka is talking in a case where he couldn't be Masakin, where he's going to remain Tomei anyway, and he's Bederech Rechoka, he's too far away to come, this man Ashrita. So why don't we say, well, 10 days before Pesach, he should have made his business to be there. No, the mitzvah isn't chal till Erev Pesach, that's for sure. The mitzvah doesn't become binding, right, operative till Erev Pesach. And at Erev Pesach, he was Tomei. Or Erev Pesach, he was Bederech Rechoka. So it's not possible for him to do anything to be able to bring Korban Pesach. Alma Apal Gavda Lo Chazya. But what do we see? That since he's an oral, there's something he can do about it. He could get a bris milah. Right? But even though right now, in the situation he's in, he's not fit for Korban Pesach, since there's something he could do to make himself fit, the mitzvah is considered binding on him. Mitzvah, Ramya mitzvah lei, heicha de extra masakin. Wherever it's possible to correct the situation, that it's considered as if the mitzvah already is binding. The hazor nami, same thing with hazor. Tidche Shabbos, to ha mitzvah ramya lei masakin lekach. The chora, if he could have hazor, right, and bring korban pesach, so then, lechora, he should be able to, he should have to do it. And it should be the mitzvah already is chal on him. So Rebbe Lezer should not make a difference between hazor and other things just because the person's not fit. Even if he's not fit, but if he could correct the situation, the mitzvah already is chal. The ikasho had the kaimel on a porishman ho'or like a porishman akever. Lechora is not fit. Because even if we have a bris milah, he'll be tummy. Because halacha is that a person who has a bris milah is as if he's Polish minakever, he's tummy for 7 days. The tzorech hazor shlishi shvi, and he needs hazor, the third and the seventh, so there's nothing he can do, he's still tummy. Vafilu maling roy, called minam ahu, be'orel nachrish, and his gayer in Terek HaYisha. That's not anybody who has a bris milah, that's a goy who's megayer. Right? And he has a bris milah, so from the time he has his bris milah, he's tummy. But that's not talking about a Jew who is an Orel and he gets a bris milah, it's not Tomei. So Omar Rabba, Kesov Rebbe Lezer, and Shochtim V'Zorkin al Tomei Sheretz. No, Rebbe Lezer holds that it won't help. You won't be able to misakin yourself. what's it called, by Hazor. Why? Because Rebbe Lezer holds Ein Shoch Nevezork and Atame Sheretz. A Tame Sheretz is Tame for today, goes to the mikveh, and he can eat, he can, what's it called, eat kachem early at night. So there's machlokes, whether, since right now he's Tame, right, can you shecht for him a korban Pesach, and he'll be able to eat it at night? Or no, since right now he's Tame, you don't shecht korban Pesach for him. So Rebbe Lezer holds, you don't shecht korban Pesach for somebody who's a Tame Sheretz. Even though he'll be able to eat at night, he'll be able to go to the mikveh. Right now he's Tame, you don't shecht him. Right? The chol she'ilu biyachid nidcheh, and therefore, if this guy is a Tame Sheretz, or any other Tumah, the last day of Tumah, by Tumas Meis, is also Tame Sheretz. Right? The seventh day, he needs Hazor. If he'll get the Hazor, he'll go to the mikveh, and he'll be tahor to eat at night. But right now, he's not tahor, so Rebbe Lezer holds, you don't shecht for him. Right? So that, what does that mean? You don't shech korban Pesach for him, even though, theoretically, he sends a shliach. Right now, he can't bring it, but he can send a shliach, and you'll shech for him, and he'll eat the korban at night. No, since he's not fit, he can't send the shliach to shech. So what happens to this person? He's nidche to Pesach Sheni. He's a Tomei. He doesn't bring korban Pesach Rishon, he brings Pesach Sheni. The chol she'ilu biyachid nidche, right, such a person, who biyachid is nidche, the tzibur avdei betuma. Right? If most of the tzibur would be tamei this way, they would bring the betuma. The chom nilsa, the isa betzibur, isa biyachid. The chom nilsa, the lesser betzibur, lesser biyachid. And anything that applies to the tzibur applies to the yachid, and anything that doesn't apply to the tzibur doesn't apply to the yachid. So now, arelus, the ikule tzibur arelim ninhu. Amrinim lehu kumu mohalu nafshaychu v'avidi pischa yachid nami amrinim lehu kumu mohal v'avid pischa. If the whole tzibur would be arelim, so what would be the halacha? We tell each one individually, go get a bris mila and bring korban pesach. We wouldn't say that they're nidcha to korban pesach sheni. We'd say, fix it up. So therefore, the individual also has to fix it up. That's why by arel, it's considered like the mitzvah is already chal. Right, Elo Mohavav it on his chorus. Therefore, since the mitzvah is incumbent on the person already, and he has to fix it up, so that's why he's chayiv chorus if he doesn't. Tuma, however, by tuma is different. The ikulei tziburat meim ninhu lo madinan olayu ella avde betuma. If the whole tzibur would be tamei meis on the seventh day of theirs, we wouldn't, what's it called, make them have hazar. They'd bring it betuma. Right, so they wouldn't have to make hazar. They bring the korban tuma. Yachid nami pater. That's why a yachid also is pater. We wouldn't make them have hazar because they wouldn't need it. So the yachid we don't make have hazar either. But so what do? Push him off to pesach sheni. So he's not really chayiv in this korban pesach because if the tzibur we wouldn't force them to correct themselves, then that correction is not something that is considered that the mitzvah already is chal, and you have to correct yourself. By a tzibur, we wouldn't make them have hazar, they bring a betuma. So the yachid also, we don't tell them you have to have hazar, and we push them off to korban pesach sheni, so he's not chayiv koresh. That's the reason he's not chayiv koresh, by tuma. Even though, because he's not chazim, he's not fit, the mitzvah isn't incumbent upon him, and he wouldn't be chayiv koresh. But oral is different. Oral, even if the whole tzibur were arelim, we'd make them go get a bris mila. So yochin also, we tell him, you must be mesakin, and if you're not, you're chayiv koresh. Rashi. Chol shebi yochid nidche, v'hachi perusha. This is what the Gemara means. Hainu taimed the Rebbe Lezer, lo ramya, here's over here, obviously something missing, one second, the Bach. The lo ramya, the lo ramya chiyuva de pesach atome meis b'shvi shalo. That which we said before, that of tome meis on the seventh day, even though he could have hazor, but the mitzvah isn't chalahim, and therefore Rebbe Lezer holds that machshirei mitzvah are not docha, even a shvus, even though hazor is only a shvus, but we don't make him have hazor. Right, and therefore, if it falls on Shabbos, we don't let him have hazor, because the mitzvah isn't incumbent on the guy since he has to do something to make himself chayiv. So at this point, he's not chayiv. That's by Hazar and Tamenes. Choyel v'lo chazi. The Orel Rav Yechiva. On the other hand, if the guy's an Orel, there we say that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is incumbent on him because he can fix it up. What's the difference? Here you can fix it up, there you can fix it up. If when you didn't fix it up, you're not shayach to the mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't chal by tumma. Why is it chal by orim? The apal gavta lo chazi. By oral, even though he's not fit right now, we consider the mitzvah to be incumbent. Why? Mishum delo dam yam mitzvahs hazor, the mitzvahs nila. Because there's a difference between the hazor by tumma and by nila. The mitzvahs hazor kedei lasos pesach lo yoram yatzibur. Because if this situation would exist by the tzibur, we wouldn't make them have hazor. We'd let them bring it betumah. Shari mutar masos betumah. Apa pishi yichol mutar. Even though they could become tar, they don't have to. Seems from here that tumah hutra betzibur. That Korban Pesach is not just a dichoy, in other words, we allow it where there's no other etza, but lechatchila, you're allowed to bring a betumah. And even if you could have hazor and become tar, you don't have to. The kesavra of Elezer ain't shocked in the zorkin al yochid tamei sheres shalot tovel. Why? Because Rabbi Lezer holds that you don't shech Korban Pesach on a Tomei Sheretz that could be Tovel and eat Korban Pesach at night. Right now he just can't bring it. But he can send the Shliach to bring it. Still you don't shech for him. Same thing would apply to a Tomei Meis whose seventh day of Tumah where he needs Hazor falls on Shabbos. Now that day, he gets hazor, goes to the mikveh, and he can eat Korban Pesach at night. Still, we don't shech for him. The Tomei Sheretz, Nakat Mishum, the Pluk Shagabehu. Really, it doesn't apply to Tomei Sheretz over here. We're talking about Tomei Meis on the seventh day when he needs hazor and it's Shabbos. But it's the same exact halach, and since the machlokas was said by Tomei Sheretz, so it brings down the classical machlokas. But it applies, in our case, to Tomei Meis on the seventh day that he needs hazor. The kivan the kosover ain't shoked in the zokin al hayochid elanitchem sheni. This person, what would happen if he's a tummy sheretz on erev Pesach, or he's a tummy meis who needs hazor? He wouldn't bring korban Pesach rishon. He'd be pushed off the Pesach sheni. Al korchet tzibur osim betumah mirsa. And any time where the yochid by tumas meis is pushed to Pesach sheni, the tzibur does it betumah. So if all the tzibur would be Tomei Meis on the seventh day, they wouldn't have to have Hazor. They bring it betumah. The chol should be yochid nidche, tzibur osim betumah. The chsiv ish ish nidche ve'en tzibur nidche. Ish ki yeh Tomei. An individual is pushed to Pesach Sheni, but not the tzibur. Al melo ram ya mitzvah hazor the Pesach HaTzibur. So you see that the Hazor can be waived by the tzibur. So it's not really a necessity. Right? There is a situation where the hazor would not be a necessity, and you bring it betumah. Well, mils the lesser betzibur, lesser beyochid. And therefore, that which is not ma'akev, the tzibur, is not considered an ikub by the yochid to be considered that what's it called that he's roy. The mitzvah pesach yachad b'chol Yisrael nemar. The korban pesach was said on all the klal Yisrael. Aval areilus lo nidche etzol tzibur. But areilus, even if the tzibur were our areilus, we tell them, go, gmar. Therefore, the milah is not something that preempts the mitzvah. It's just a technicality. Go get yourself a bris milah. We tell the same thing to the tzibur. But by tumah, we wouldn't tell the tzibur to have hazor. Therefore, by a yochid who doesn't have hazor, it's as if the mitzvah wasn't chal on him. The whole tzibur was areil, and they couldn't bring korban pesach. They'd have to have a bris milah. So the bris milah is something that is considered already part of the whole process of the mitzvah. The ilu kulu tzibur areilim amrinu lehu kumu mahulu. Yachid nami amrinu lebechol komo. And therefore, a yachid, on what's it called, if it falls on a weekday, we tell him, go get a bris milah. So you can make korban pesach. The hazor, the tzibur, lo amrinu lehu kumu chazu. Yachid nami lo ram yachol bovei lehazos. Therefore, the yachid also doesn't have a chiyuv to be mazah. And he can be pushed off to the next Korban Pesach Sheni. Right? Doesn't have a chiyuv. Meila, at this point, right now, before the Hazor, he's not chayiv in Korban Pesach. And he's not chayiv to have hazor either. He'll bring Pesach Sheni. So therefore, Rebbe Lesser would hold, Machshirei Mila, Machshirei Pesach of hazor is not docha. Because right now the mitzvah is not incumbent on him. Now, Shenkin by oral, where he has to have a bris, we tell him to go get a bris, so it's as if the mitzvah is chal on him. The kivin de lo ram yale, lo nitne Shabbos lichos etzla. Aval I have his sphere, like commander Omer Shoftim is working, I'll tell me share it. But if Rebbe Lesser would hold that we would shech the Korban Pesach for a person who's on the seventh day of Tuma Megabe Meis, and he'd bring the Korban to a shliach, and then he'd eat it at night, even below Karina Bei Ish Nidcha, then he wouldn't be Nidcha to Korban Pesach Sheni. So now we wouldn't have this cloud that anything that the Yochid is Nidcha, that Tzibur does, Betuma, right? Because the Yochid's not Nidcha. The Yochid would bring Korban Pesach in that situation through a shliach. Then the tzibur wouldn't be allowed to bring it betuma, since they could make hazor, they also have to make hazor. Elaminin lo kumu azu, make hazor. Umidiraminin hazor tzibur havi raminami ayochik kedei latiru b'achila v'dachi shabbos. And since the tzibur would have to have hazor, the yochid also would have to have hazor, and therefore the mitzvah is incumbent, just be like our aura. But since we push off the Yachid to Pesach Sheni, if he's Tameh, even if that last day, so the Mele, the Tzibur, can do it without Hazor. They can bring it Betuma. And since the Tzibur can bring it without Hazor, right, by the Yachid, since he didn't have Hazor, and we don't force him Dafka to have Hazor, the mitzvah isn't Chal on him. And therefore, Machshirei Pesach are not Docha, where the mitzvah isn't Chal. Omer le Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua le Rava. Bari Pesach Sheni g'lesa b'tzibur b'isa b'yachid. You're saying that whatever is not shayach by the tzibur isn't shayach by the yachid. I'll show you a case. It's not shayach by tzibur and shayach by yachid. Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, a tzibur can't bring Pesach Sheni. Because if the tzibur is nidcha, right, if it's tumas meis, they bring Pesach Rishon. If it's other things, they don't bring either one. The Pesach Sheni can only be brought by individuals, not by a tzibur. And still, individuals bring Pesach Sheni. So it's something that's shayach b'yachid, that's not shayach b'tzibur. Amalei shani hosam to oved le tzibur barisha. No, the reason that Pesach Sheni is not shayach b'tzibur, because the tzibur did it for Pesach Rishon. Not that it's not shayach, the whole concept of Pesach Sheni doesn't apply to a tzibur. Rashi. Amalei Hashem hide the Ise b'yachid mishum the Ovid tzibur barishanu. The reason it's shayach only by yachid Pesach Sheni because the tzibur made Pesach Rishon. The eat low Ovid tzibur barishon. If the tzibur didn't make Pesach Rishon, to go rov tzibur zovin. If rov of the tzibur were a different tumah, not tumas meis, then they don't bring barishon. Hutra tumas ziva b'tzibur umiyot mi alo delo hutra tumas ziva b'tzibur umiyutan tmei meisim. And some of them are Tmei Nesim. Einosim Loas HaRishon, Loas HaSheni. They don't bring either Korban Pesach. They don't bring Pesach Rishon because they're Tomei. And they don't bring Pesach Sheni because it's only for Yechidim, not for a Tzibur. Okay. Nesim. Yochel lo yehei onish kores ela shehoya tor v'shelo haya b'derech rechoka. I might think that the only one who gets kores, if he was Tahar, and he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, he's Chayiv Kores. Or he was Lo Hayo B'derek Rechoka. He was Tor and he wasn't B'derek Rechoka. So he has neither of the reasons not to bring Pesach Rishon, and he didn't bring it, he's Chayiv Kores. Orel, the Tomei Sheretz, the Shar Kolat Tmei Menayim. How do I know that if a guy was an Orel, and he could have mouth, and he didn't, and he's also Chayiv Kores. Or a Tomei Sheretz, who could have sent the Korban through a Shliach, and he didn't. And he, what's it called? Or Shar Kolat Tmei Menayim. How do you know they're Chayiv Kores? Tamid Lomer Ziho Ish. Where it says, Menekom Mehadra HaTomei Sheres, Kisobra Ein Shoftim V'Zorkin HaTomei Sheres. The Ish Shoftim V'Zorkin HaTomei Sheres, Loma Lila Hadure Olei. Hainu Tor. Right? Bechora, the fact that it said that a Tomei Sheres, right, who didn't bring Korban Pesach, we'll see one second what it's talking about, is Chayiv Kores. It must be talking about the man the Omer holds that you can't shech for him Korban Pesach Rishon. Because if you could, then let him become tahor, right? And what's it called? And bring korban pesach. What's the problem? He's just like an oral, right? Alma afal gav de lo chazi, even though he's not fit, chiyuve rame chiyuve ole. The afal gav de lesa b'tzibor isa b'yochid. And even though it's not shayach b'tzibor, because by the tzibor, by tamei sheretz, right, we wouldn't, what's it called, bring it b'tuma. They'd also have to become tohar. Tamei sheretz is not nitche in b'tzibor. Look at Rishi Rashi. All of the tamei sheretz of shar ha-domin lo, kagon kol tamei tumas erev, shirin lishlakin, anybody who could go to the mikveh today, eat korban pesach at night, kagon tamei meis shechol shvish lo berev pesach, or tamei meis, that his tumah is on the seventh day, where he could go to the mikveh, have hazor that day, and eat korban pesach at night. Nidakom ha-hagar ha-tamei sheretz li suyen mikro yisei, we have to have a special pasuk to tell me that somebody was tamei sheretz, like Pesach Rishon, and he didn't bring Pesach Sheni, his Chayiv Koris, Shmami no Svira le'lahai Tana, ain't Shokin v'zorkin al Tomei Sheretz. Pesach Rishon he can't bring. The Ish Svira le'shokin v'zorkin alot, behold, you could, then he's a regular Torah. Then he's regular like anybody else. Brings according to Pesach through a Shliach, and he eats at night. Lama li'la adure alei nikri yaseiru l'chiyuvei. Why do I have to have a special pasuk to tell me he's Chayiv Koris if he doesn't bring Korban Pesach? He's like anybody else. Send the shliach, bring korban pesach, eat it at night. You didn't do it, you chayav koris. You don't need a special pasuk for that. The mela who omed the koris, sharihu ketar gomer, sharoi lasos pischwadi de shliach l'sholcho bazora. He could send the shliach to make korban pesach, and he could eat it at night. The chipoter krobi koris, hanet the lo yochlu lasos pesach poter. People who couldn't make korban pesach, they're poter from koris, but not somebody who could bring korban pesach. Elevade ain't shoked in the Zorkin Los Virulet. Must be that this brisa holds that you can't shech korban pesach on a tummy sheretz. So he actually couldn't have brought it. So why is he chayav koris? Vafilu hachi mechayav bei koris mishum diyochol litbo ulesakin mishigiyas man shchita. He could be tovel and bring what's it called korban pesach. Chori needs harif shemesh. In such a situation, we wouldn't tell the tzibur to go into Tovel. The kivan the yochid nidcha tzibur avdi betuma. Even tuma sheretz. No, it's talking about a tamei meis on what's it called on the seventh day. The tamei meis on the seventh day could go to the mikveh and be taught and bring his own korban pesach. Even when he remains Tomei, he didn't go to the mikveh, he could send a shliach. Okay, we're saying now he couldn't send a shliach. When he remains Tomei, he can't send a shliach. But if he would go to the mikveh, now he's Torah. And he doesn't need Harif Shemesh. Why not? Why doesn't he need Harif Shemesh? Yeah, the Chor, for some reason, he doesn't need Harif Shemesh to be able to shech Korban Pesach. He's allowed to come, right? He's allowed to come into he can't eat Trum or eat Kodshim till the night. But to go to the Azor, he could. Once he goes to the Mikveh, he can go into the Azor. He's Tor, but going to the Azor. So he could shech Korban Pesach. He's just not allowed to eat Kodshim. When he has, a Tvul Yom, his mutter, in the Azor. He's just not allowed to eat kodshim. Okay, so he's a tvul yom. So if he would go to the, so the mice like this, he's tamei meis on the seventh day. If he doesn't get hazor, and he doesn't go to the mikveh, right, he can't bring korban pesach at all. Because ain't shoftim v'zorkim al tamei sheretz. As long as you're tamei, you can't even send the shliach. Even though at night you'll be able to eat. Because you could go to the mikveh afterwards. But as long as you're tamei, you can't bring korban pesach. Even with Tua Shliach. this guy could rectify the situation. He could go now to a mikveh and become tohen and get hazor. Okay? And if he doesn't, he's chayiv koris. So what do you see? That in this situation, we wouldn't tell the tzibur to go tovo, because what's it called? Tumuhutu b'tzibur. If Rov of the tzibur was on their seventh day, they go, they make the korban b'tumah. Still, a yachid says b'feirish is chayiv koris. He didn't go and tovo, he's chayiv koris. Why not? Without the tvila, he's what's it called? Not fit. He's not fit to bring korban pesach. We wouldn't bring the korban pesach for him, and we also wouldn't tell him that he has to be tovel, because the tzibur doesn't have to be tovel in such a situation. What do you see? That's not true. Even though we wouldn't tell the tzibur in such a situation to be tovel, they could bring it betumah. So a yachid, we don't tell him either, you have to be tovel. Still, since he could be tovel, and he didn't, he's chayiv koris. That means that we don't say that anything that where you're not fit, and in the tzibur, we wouldn't make you do it, then the bayayochid, we don't make you do it either, you're not chayiv koris. Here it says, b'feirish, you are chayiv koris. So you see that svara doesn't apply. V'afogav the tzibur ki agavna lo amrin lo zilu tzfulu, the kivin di yochid nidcha tzibur avdi b'tumah. So therefore you see this svara doesn't apply. El amar rava, therefore we have charata from this whole svara, that where you're not fit, the mitzvah isn't chal, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv koris, and also you wouldn't be able to be mechal Shabbos, to be able to become fit, all of that is not true. So then what's the pshat? Elomar Rava Kesav Rav Elezer Shokhti Vizorkin Atomi Sheret. No, you have to say that Rav Elezer holds that you could theoretically shech on a Tomei Sheret, or on a person who's Tomei on the seventh day and doesn't yet have Hazor and Tefillah. But who adin l'Tomei Neis v'Shvi'i Shalom? So the Gemara says, Hazor l'mai. So why do you need Hazor? Let the guy, what's it called, have the Shvita, right? And he'll be Yotzei Korban Pesach. Why do you need the Hazor? Only that he should be able to eat at night. To bring Korban Pesach, you don't need the Hazor. Because you could bring the Korban Pesach without the Hazor through a Shliach. Because Rabbi Lezer holds Shokht in the Zorkim al Tomei Sheret. Achilas Pesachim lo Mahakva. That's why Rabbi Lezer holds you can't have Hazor. It's not Tocha Shabbos. Because the Hazor you don't need to be Yotzei Korban Pesach. You could be Yotzei Korban Pesach without the Hazor. The only thing you need it for is to be able to eat. And eating is not Mahakiv. I lechorit shalom l'nuya, shalom l'ochla. No, so you have other people on the korban that could eat, not only for this person. So you're shechting the korban even for somebody who won't eat. And over here, the reason you can't eat is not because you're not fit to eat, right? You're sick or something like that. You can eat, just the halacha, the tumas is preventing you, right? The lack of hazor, that's already not considered. Tosa says if he's really a tum, he's like a shechola. But since he's only a tful yom, right, and he's missing hazor, it's not really tummy. So the nail, it's only a side thing that's preventing him from eating. He's called efsher to eat. In other words, he can physically eat. He just, what's it called, is held back by something preventing him from eating. Right? A guy who could physically eat, but I don't know, there's a board standing in the way. He can't get to the korban pesach. That's called la'ochla. He's a person who theoretically could eat. Same thing over here. There's a board standing in his way that he can't get to eat the korban pesach because of the hazor. He's not actually tummy. That's how Tosfos learns. Ela marava ihavi svira le'en shochtim d'ma'akve le'hazor. So, mishchitis b'fisho, if Rabbi Lezer would hold that not having hazor would prevent you from bringing the korban pesach at all, vadei dachi Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer. Surely we don't have Shabbos. We wouldn't make this difference between when you're fit for the mitzvah, not fit for the mitzvah. If doing this thing will make you able to do the mitzvah, then it's not a Shabbos. Afagav Lezer b'tzibur. And a kesaver shokhtin v'zorkin. Rabbi Lezer holds that you could bring a korban pesach for a guy in this matzah. So you don't need hazor to bring the korban pesach. Hilkach hazor l'mayasah. So why do you need hazor? L'achila, only that at night you should be able to eat. You won't have hazor in the daytime, you won't be able to eat the korban at night. The holo ma'akvale l'shkita l'shrika. It's not ma'akiv, the actual bringing of the carbon pesach, because you can do it through a shliach. Achilas psochim lo ma'akva. I have heard that seed ish lefi achlo v'mitzvah. Rashi learns that this man Yomer holds that ish lefi achlo, that you have to be able to eat, is only l'chatzila. But the evidence, if you brought a carbon pesach that you can't eat, it's okay. Tosu says, no, it's not true. A tame, a real tame, can't eat carbon, or a chola, it's b'dievet market. But here, since the guy is not really tame, it's just that since he didn't have hazor, he's not allowed to eat, there's nothing wrong with him per se, so there's like something from the outside stopping him from eating, that's not market. It has to be something where the guy himself is not shyach to eat, from his something's wrong with his metzias that he can't eat. He's sick, he's whatever. But if he's perfectly healthy and theoretically he could eat, and the only reason he can't eat is because something on the side stops him, that's called roi lachim. Okay. Amarli Rav Ada bar Ava l'Rava Imkei nimtza pesach nishkat shelo l'ochlo. Lamaisa, though, you can't shech the korban pesach if somebody's not going to eat. Amarle, shalola ochlov is lechola lezokin velo chozi. Aval hai michse chozi, tikuni hudlo masakin. That's what we said. He's fit. It's just he wasn't masakin. Theoretically, he could have been masakin himself. So he's really fit to eat, but he just didn't do that side thing to make himself, what's it called, able to eat. He's fit to eat, but not able to eat. That's not called shalola ochlov. Even though he's not going to have hazon, he's not going to be able to eat korban pesach at night because he's still going to be tummy. We said, no, that's only where a person in something wrong with him, the etzem that he can't eat. But if it's only a side thing, really he could have been the sakin, then he's called roi la'uchlov. Klal om Rabbi Akiva, om Rabbi Yehuda om Rav, halachik Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav, halachik like Rabbi Akiva, that these things are not doche Shabbos. Adav yarek, the machshirim are not doche, and then even the shvus. Utsnam nami gabi mila ki agavna klal om Rabbi Akiva kol malach hashef shavasos v'erev Shabbos ein adoch hashef Shabbos mila shef shavasos v'erev Shabbos doch hashef bris mila tzav is doch hashef all the machshirim you could have done erev Shabbos or not doch hashef even if right now in the matzav you're in you didn't do them but you could have done them they're not doch hashef v'om Rabbi Yehuda marav halachak Rabbi Akiva and here also Rabbi Yehuda said name Rav halachak Rabbi Akiva bris mila. So he said the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva by Pesach and by Bris Milah. It's the same thing. Why did he say it twice? Tosa says that the Maisa, what's it called? Why don't we ask the Tilchus of the Mashiach? Right, what do you have to paskin by Korban Pesach altogether? There's not going to be a Korban Pesach when Mashiach comes. So Tilchus of the Mashiach. So some Shaitak is arrived from here. You can bring Korban Pesach before Mashiach comes. Shaykh, such a thing. Tosa, though, says other answers over there. That we only say Hilchus of the Mashiach when you're over in Aveira and you have to do something wrong or whatever. Here we're talking about the normal case and it has other hashlachas also, so it's no Hilchus of Mashiach. The question is why do you need two halachas? Why do you have to tell me both by Korban Pesach and by Mila, the halachas of Rabbi Akiva, when it's mamish the same thing? I know by one, I know by the other. Utsricha, you know, you need both. Tiyashmin and Gabi Pesach, Hosam. The who machshirei mitzvah lo dachu Shabbos mishum lo nichrasu aleh shloshes brisos. Aba mila the nichrasu aleh shloshes brisos same alitzu. If I only knew the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva by Pesach, the machshirei Pesach or not dachu Shabbos, I would say by mila they are because mila is special nichrasu aleh yud gimel brisos. That's 13 brisos, so they're even machshirim is dachu. The Yashmina Mila, the only know that Nalachas of Rabbi Akiva by Mila, I would say, Hashem du Machshiri Mitzvah Docha. Only by Mila it's not Docha. Shabbos, like a Kores. Because there's no Kores by the father who's not Mal his kid. Right? And you can do it the next day, you won't be Chayav Kores. About Pesach, Dika Kores, and Pesach, if you don't bring it then, you're Chayav Kores. So I might think that what's it called that you are Docha. Because Korban Pesach, if you don't bring it that day, you're Chayiv Koris. Mila, if you don't have Mila that day, you can have it the next day, and you won't be Chayiv Koris. Tzricha, that's why you need both. Rashi. Klalam Rabbi Akiva, kol malacha shefshar lo lasos on the Erev Shabbos, kegon harvasa michutz l'chum. Anything you could have theoretically done before Shabbos is not tocha Shabbos. Like bringing it from chutz l'chum, the chatzicha shebelta, or cutting off the wart. Usnan no migabi mila, utzricha. L'rav vashmin halacha Rabbi Akiva tavai. Rav had to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva in both cases. Mila shlosha tre brisos nemuva. Mila has 13 brisos made on it. But also Parsha Shenemer Lavrom. These count over there, it mentions the word bris 13 times. The Lekha Koris Lababayom. If you didn't have bris mila this day, you're not going to be Chayiv Koris, right? You can always do it the next day. Im Yom HaMachar, if you'll be mal the next day. Really, it's a machlokas. The Rambam derived it. A person who's a goddess, and he didn't have bris mila. So every day is Chayiv Koris. If in the end he'll be mal, he'll take away the koris. But every day there's a chiyuv koris. Or no, if the person's not mal his whole life, then he's chayiv koris. But it's not that he's chayiv koris every second that he wasn't mal. It's mashma more over here that the chiyuv koris is one time when you die, not a constant chiyuv. Because be a constant chiyuv, I said now you're chayiv koris. But it could be even according to the one who holds that you're chayiv koris on a daily basis. But if you'll be mal tomorrow, Lamafre, you'll take away the Koris. Then there was never Koris, right? Because Lamaisi ended up being Ma. So could be that same thing. By Mila, by Pesach, it's finished. Your Chayiv Koris is finished. But by Mila, there's still a way of fixing it up tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the next one.